Chapter 1. Deployment Overview. The ability to deploy the right combination of Army forces to the right place at the right time requires unit leaders focused on the training and readiness essential to deploying. Forward deployed units, forward positioned capabilities, and force projection from anywhere in the world all contribute to the Army's expeditionary capabilities. Providing joint force commanders with expeditionary capabilities requires forces organized and equipped to be versatile and rapidly deployable and able to sustain operations over time. ADP 3.0. This chapter is an overview of deployment as an integral process of force projection, as a process composed of four phases: planning, redeployment activities, movement, and reception, staging, onward movement, and integration, and how it supports large-scale combat operations and multi-domain operations. Expeditionary Army. The United States, U.S. Army, is a powerful and capable combat force compared to all other countries. One capability inherent in the Army, which sets it apart from other armies, is its expeditionary capability. Being expeditionary means deploying on short notice to austere locations and being able to immediately conduct and sustain protracted combat operations, FM3O. A combat powerful army that lacks an expeditionary capability is confined to a geographical region to maintain its country's security and national and vital interests. Force projection enables the army to exploit its capabilities and secure the national and vital interests around the world. As a diverse and structured force, the army must be prepared to respond to a wide variety of threats and conflicts across the range of military operations. For an expeditionary army, the most challenging conflicts are large-scale ground combat operations. The army is likely to participate in joint operations with multinational partners or allies, conducting multi-domain operations through decisive action enabled by command and control of forces. Force projection is the enabler of the army's expeditionary capability. It is a process that ultimately involves unified action. This requires organizing combat power through force tailoring, task organization, and mutual support. Furthermore, force projection includes the following sub-processes. Mobilization is the process by which the armed forces of the United States, or part of them, are brought to a state of readiness for war or other national emergency. JP 4-05. This includes activating all or part of the reserve components, RCs, as well as assembling and organizing personnel, supplies, and equipment. Deployment is the movement of forces into and out of an operational area, JP 3-35. Employment is the strategic, operational, or tactical use of forces, JP 5-0. Sustainment is the provision of logistics, financial management, personnel services, and health service support necessary to maintain operations until successful mission completion, ADP 4-0. Redeployment is the transfer of forces and materiel to home and/or demobilization stations for reintegration or outprocessing. This definition differs from the joint definition. Of the five processes of force projection, deployment and sustainment are, logistically speaking, the most critical to enable the Army to engage in any type of combat. Unified action. The Army is structured intricately to perform its strategic roles to shape operational environments, prevent conflict, prevail in large-scale ground combat, consolidate gains. The strategic roles guide and enable the Army in the conduct of joint operations that result in unified action with other services and governmental and non-governmental entities. Unified action is the synchronization, coordination, and/or integration of the activities of governmental and non-governmental entities with military operations to achieve unity of effort. JP 1, Volume 1. Unity of effort is the coordination and cooperation toward common objectives, even if the participants are not necessarily part of the same command or organization, which is the product of successful unified action. JP 1, Volume 2. The United States Army supports achievement of unified action through multi-domain operations while executing decisive action, offensive, defensive, stability, and defense support to civil authorities' operations, and guided by mission command. Multi-domain operations are the combined arms employment of joint and army capabilities to create and exploit relative advantages to achieve objectives, defeat enemy forces, and consolidate gains on behalf of joint force commanders, FM 3-0. Employing army and joint capabilities from multiple domains makes use of all available combat power to accomplish the mission at least cost. Multi-domain operations are the Army's contribution to joint operations. Successful multi-domain operations means having the right forces selected at the right time and deployed to the right place. This is enabled through force tailoring and deployment. Large-scale ground combat operations are sustained combat operations involving multiple corps and divisions, ADP-3O. Force tailoring, deployment, and sustainment of multiple corps and divisions in support of large-scale ground combat operations is a logistical challenge requiring unity of effort throughout force projection. Force tailoring is the process of determining the right mix of forces and the sequence of their deployment in support of a joint force commander, ADP-3O. Although task organization and mutual support are also critical requirements to organize combat power, their significance to impact deployment is not as substantial as force tailoring. The force size and makeup are integral to determining ways and means to deliver combat power to a supported combatant commander, CCDR. When the right force is delivered at the right time and place, it will allow employment in support of multi-domain operations. For any military operation, getting the force to where it is needed depends on deployment. Large-scale combat operations rely on deployment of forces. Planners must consider that the enemy may view United States deployment in support of large-scale combat operations as a potential center of gravity. This will require a unified effort to plan, execute, track, protect, and reassemble the force to build combat power at the point of need. Force projection. Force projection is the ability to project the military instrument of national power from the United States or another theater in response to requirements for military operations, JP-3O. It is a demonstrated ability to alert, mobilize, rapidly deploy, and operate effectively anywhere in the world. The Army, as a key member of the joint team, must be ready for global force projection with an appropriate mix of combat forces together with support and sustainment units. Moreover, the world situation demands that the Army project its power at an unprecedented pace. The flexible and rapid deployment of Army forces with sufficient depth and strength to sustain multiple simultaneous operations enables Army units to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative and gain and maintain a position of relative advantage in multi-domain operations to create conditions for favorable conflict resolution. Force projection operations are inherently joint and require detailed planning and synchronization. Decisions made early in the process directly impact the success of the operation. The five sub-processes of force projection have overlapping timelines that repeat continuously throughout an operation. Each force projection process influences the others. For example, deployment, employment, and sustainment are inextricably linked. None of these three processes can be planned successfully without the others. ADP-3O discusses the six warfighting functions. The movement and maneuver warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that move and employ forces to achieve a position of relative advantage over the enemy and other threats, and includes tasks associated with force projection. This function includes eight tasks, one of which is deployment. Installations are critical to enabling force generation and force projection. The Army has designated certain installations as Power Projection Platforms, PPP, or Mobilization Force Generation Installations, MFGIs. The designation is based on minimum installation capabilities required to generate or deploy a force to meet Combatant Command Operation Plans, OPLAN, and National Defense Strategy requirements. See Appendix N for the definitions and minimum capability requirements for PPPs and MFGIs. Mobilization. Army readiness is paramount when anticipating and responding to crises around the world that require force projection. Mobilization is an indicator of Army readiness when preparing a force for deployment and employment. From a joint operations planning perspective, there are five tenets that describe successful mobilization. Objective: determine whether reserve forces and other resources must be mobilized to achieve the objective. Timeliness: timely mobilization of all resources is necessary to deploy the force at the right time and place. Unity of effort: integrated and coordinated mobilization effort toward achievement of the objective. Flexibility: at the strategic level, flexibility for mobilization planning is exercised through a comprehensive set of legislated powers that enables the United States President, as Commander-in-Chief, to develop a response to an emerging crisis. Emergency authorities are available to the President before declaration of national emergency, such as Presidential Reserve Call-Up. Sustainability. Mobilization sustainability is the ability to continuously provide logistics and personnel services necessary to maintain and prolong operations until successful mission completion. Deployment. Deployment is composed of activities and processes required to prepare and move forces, supplies, and equipment to a theater. This involves the force as it trains to deploy, task organizes, and tailors itself for movement based on the mission, concept of operations, and availability of strategic lift and other resources. The operational speed and tempo reflect the ability of the deployment process to deliver combat power where and when the Joint Force Commander, JFC, requires it. A disruption in the deployment process will inevitably affect employment. The employment concept is the starting point for deployment planning. Proper planning establishes what, where, and when forces are needed, and sets the stage for a successful deployment. Consequently, the way that the supported combatant commander intends to employ forces is the basis for orchestrating the deployment structure. All deployment possibilities must be examined, as they dramatically influence employment planning. Deployment directly impacts the timing and amount of combat power that can be delivered to achieve the Geographic Combatant Commander's, GCC, desired effects. Deployment principles. Four principles apply to the broad range of activities encompassing deployment. Precision. Precision applies to every activity and piece of data. Its effect is far-reaching, and the payoff is speed. For example, precise unit deployment lists, UDLs, ensure that correct lift assets are assigned against the requirement. Precision includes accurate weights, dimensions, and quantities. This degree of precision eases loading or offloading requirements, improves arrival or departure speed, and safety. Precision allows units to meet the GCC's timeline and supports the concept of employment. Synchronization. Deployment activities must be synchronized to successfully close the force. Effective synchronization of scarce lift assets and other resources maximizes their use. Synchronization normally requires explicit coordination among the deploying units and staffs, supporting units and staffs, a variety of civilian agencies, and other services. A practical way to enable successful synchronization is to integrate the Installation Deployment Support Plan, IDSP, with unit and team deployment training or exercises, such as a deployment readiness exercise, DRE. Knowledge. One of the more critical pieces in deployment planning is the knowledge upon which decisions are made. There is a short period of time during which the deploying commander must make crucial decisions on employment. These decisions set the tone for the remainder of the deployment. Many decisions are very hard to change and have significant adverse impacts if changed. Others are irrevocable. Speed. It is more than a miles per hour metric. The proper focus is on the velocity of the entire force projection process, from planning to force closure. Critical elements of speed associated with force projection include agile, state-of-the-art ports, submission of accurate information, safe and efficient loading or offloading, trained unit movement personnel at all levels, timely arrival of throughput enablers, maintaining unit integrity, delivering capability rather than entire units, and force tracking information. Deployment phases. The joint deployment process is divided into four phases: deployment planning, pre-deployment activities, movement, and joint reception, staging, onward movement, and integration, RSOI. The terminology used to describe the Army deployment phases is in sync with the joint process. The joint process includes a planning phase at the outset, whereas the Army considers planning to be woven through all the phases. Moreover, the movement phase in the Army process is discussed in two segments, fort to port and port to port. The Army and other services rely on United States Transportation Command, U.S. Transcom, to provide the strategic lift to, through, and from strategic ports, both in the continental United States, CONUS, and outside the continental United States, OCONUS. For the Army, deployments consist of four distinct but interrelated phases which are addressed in the following subparagraphs. A successful deployment requires implementation of each phase with seamless transitions and interactions among all of them. The phases are not always sequential and could overlap or occur simultaneously. Deployment planning. The initial activity in deployment planning is developing a plan using the military decision-making process. The objective is to synchronize deployment activities to facilitate execution. The steps used in planning and preparation during pre-deployment activities include analyzing the mission, structuring forces, refining deployment data, preparing the force, and scheduling movement. Successful deployment planning requires knowledge of the unit's deployment responsibilities, an understanding of the total deployment process, and an intellectual appreciation of the link between deployment and employment. Analyze the mission. The mission is examined, and courses of action, COAs, are developed, bearing in mind that the employment considerations are paramount. The primary purpose of a deployment is to provide the right force at the right place and at the right time. Structure forces. The COAs outline the ways, employment, and the means, forces, to accomplish the mission. Initially, required capabilities are identified, but as the COAs are further defined, the requirements are translated into type units. Refine deployment data. The development of the time-phased force and deployment data, TIPFID, begins as forces are identified. The supported combatant commander defines the intent for deployment. This may be very specific and direct the sequence of units, or it may just identify a general deployment timeline. In any case, the intent should clearly express how the deployment postures the force for employment. Prepare the force. Force packages are developed, ensuring the right capabilities are in the proper combinations to meet the intentions of the supported combatant commander. Schedule the movement. The supporting combatant commands must clearly and completely define their mobility requirements and milestones based on the concept of operations. The right sequencing of forces will give the commander the capabilities needed to achieve the desired objectives. Once the strategic lift schedule is put in motion, it is difficult to change without losing use of the transportation capacity. Deployment planning is a logical process that focuses on soldiers, deployable army civilians, supplies and equipment, ways to deploy them, and the required information to track them. Deployment plans require detailed information. Knowing the right details will help to guide the unit through an effective deployment. The heart of deployment planning is an accurate list of soldiers and equipment that will deploy, the UDL. The UDL is developed in Transportation Coordinator's Automated Information for Movement System 2, TC AIMS 2, and is validated by the commander. Its importance is exemplified by its use, to manifest units for deployment and to update the TIPFID so that appropriate lift is scheduled for the deployment. The installation develops and employs its IDSP in accordance with AR-525-93. The IDSP provides an overview of all processes, policies, events, and activities that are synchronized into a working document. The IDSP also includes resources, personnel, and organizations that are necessary for deployment planning and execution. Pre-deployment activities. An expeditionary army requires that units are prepared for potential deployments consistently with the regionally aligned readiness and modernization model, also called REARM, which provides windows of time when a unit would be available for training, modernizing, and for missions. During pre-deployment, units constantly plan for various contingencies and hone their deployment skills. When units train and exercise their pre-deployment activities, they become second nature and are accomplished efficiently. Not only should units be trained, but personnel must also be nearly 100% compliant with respect to Soldier Readiness Processing, SRP, encompassing those administrative, medical, and dental checks required to prepare a soldier for deployment. This level of readiness and training requires school-trained and dedicated mobility officers, transportation management coordinators, unit movement officers, UMOs, hazardous cargo certifiers, container control officers, and air load planners. Unit deployment requirements are documented in UDLs and loaded into TC AIMS 2. In addition, units must acquire movement expertise, knowledgeable deployment support teams, joint deployment process improvement tools, and an understanding of the Joint Operation Planning and Execution System, JOPES, to enable seamless deployment operations. See Appendix A for more information about Army Automated Deployment Tools. Movement requirements developed during deployment planning must be validated prior to deployment execution. Validation confirms the need for the movement requirement, shipment configuration, dimensions, and routing, and ensures that all parties, including the chain of command, are cognizant of the requirement. Movement requirements are validated during execution planning by the supported GCC, who validates all joint force movement requirements for U.S. TRANSCOM movement scheduling. Movement. Fort to port. The receipt of the Air Mobility Command, AMC Air Tasking Order, and Military Surface Deployment and Distribution Command, SDDC Port Call Order, authorizes the unit to move to the port of embarkation, PO, and specifies the dates on which units must arrive at the PO. At the installation staging areas, unit movement data, UMD, is verified, and equipment is inspected and configured for movement. It is then typically moved to the POs by convoy or commercial surface transport. The installation and RC equivalent support staff coordinates and provides support to assist the deploying force by using non-deploying units, installation resources, or contracted support. Support may include load teams, materials handling equipment, MHE, maintenance teams, arrival/departure airfield control groups, ADAGs, and deployment support teams. Other support should be identified during deployment exercises and then written into IDSPs. The mission support element is a table of distribution and allowance, TDA, augmentation capability used by the mission commander to develop and maintain the deployment support plan. Deploying units immediately configure for deployment, reduce and prepare vehicles and aircraft for movement, properly stow and tie down secondary loads, construct 463 Lima pallets, and prepare the required documentation. The sea and air POs should quickly initiate operations. MHE must be on hand, and procedures previously established for the joint inspection process at the aerial terminal must commence. Units begin assembling equipment for air movement, and chocks are staged awaiting sortie allocation. The PO must offer sufficient staging and inclement weather facilities. Port to port. U.S. Transcom operates the Defense Transportation System, DTS, and provides common user strategic transportation to support the GCC for deployment. The port-to-port phase begins with strategic lift departures from POs and ends with lift assets arrival in the designated theater port of debarkation, POD. To ensure the success of the port-to-port movement, the GCC must be able to synchronize the arrival of airlift and sealift, including unit personnel, force packages, so that vessels can be brought to a berth or offloaded in-stream with minimal delay. This ensures that cargo can be received and cleared from the port in a timely manner. Reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. RSOI is the process that delivers combat power to the JFC in the operational theater. The very nature of seizing the initiative demands prompt processing of personnel and equipment throughout the deployment process. Consequently, facilities must be available on or near the pods for personnel reception and equipment staging and preparation, to include refueling. One essential requirement at the aerial port of debarkation, APOD, is adequate parking and operational areas to sustain the required number of aircraft to meet the throughput requirements. RSOI support must be sufficient to immediately support the arrival of deploying units, whether provided by theater support contracts, external support contracts, primarily the Army Logistics Civil Augmentation Program, regionally available commercial host nation support, or military assets. Effective RSOI matches personnel with their equipment, minimizes staging and sustainment requirements while transiting the pods, and begins onward movement as quickly as possible. A plan to accomplish integration and maintain combat readiness must be understood, trained on, and ready to implement upon arrival. Deployment programs. Deployment readiness, training, and execution combined form the basis for delivering combat-ready forces globally whenever and wherever needed. Deployment programs are tools that provide deployment training and assess deployment readiness. Three programs that give commanders the ability to practice and assess deployment operations are the DREE, Command Deployment Discipline Program, CDDP, and Deployment Excellence Award. See Appendix O for details on deployment programs.